Now, you got to remember the culture of the day, 3,000 years ago or so, when Solomon penned these things and God gave him the wisdom to do that. Because it goes both ways. Both men and women get involved in that trap. They're using the thing about women, the adulterous woman, but there's adulterous men too. Sin by any other name is still a sin, and we're all sinners saved by grace. So what she just read there in chapter 2 of Proverbs is about understanding. And I think most of us want to have spiritual understanding, but we're not willing to pursue it any further than just listening to a few sermons or rushing through a devotion on television or the radio in 10 minutes or so. But Bible reading on a regular basis will give you understanding of God's Word and a willingness to invest your time and energy into understanding the Scriptures, as the Holy Spirit does the teaching. I don't do any teaching. It's about God's Word. The Holy Spirit does. And you develop a good devotional life, and you will be granted understanding beyond your imagination. So that's a little challenge from Solomon this morning. And